I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. New Mexico Democratic Senators Martin Heinrich and Tom Udall recently visited the borderland to oppose President Donald Trump's immigration policy separating children from their parents. As Michael Hernandez reports, the senators wrapped up their visit by speaking at a Keep Families Together rally in Las Cruces.
President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy has separated more than 2,000 children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. As a result, New Mexico Democratic Senators Martin Heinrich and Tom Udall, as well as Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, visited the borderland to get answers. They toured the Tornillo tent city where more than 320 minors were being detained. After stops at El Paso's Border Patrol Station and Paseo del Norte Port of Entry, the New Mexico lawmakers returned to Las Cruces to speak at a Keep Families Together rally at Alma de Arte Charter School. Hundreds of residents filled the school gymnasium to hear the senators speak out against Trump's separation policy and describe their experiences at the border. Heinrich says he met with families in Border Patrol custody.
The thing that will probably stick with me today is a two-year-old little girl who was in custody with her father. I don't know whether they will be granted asylum or not, but I know if they come a few days earlier, she would have been stripped from his arms, and they would be today in two different places, and goodness knows how long before they would be reunified. So it was a very powerful day.
President Trump signed an executive order reversing his family separation policy. Heinrich says while the children in Tornillo are receiving high-quality care, the Trump administration has no legal basis to indefinitely detain immigrants.
They set policy based on what they think will sound like a good soundbite on cable news, and they do it without actually engaging the people at CBP or Border Patrol or Health and Human Services who actually have to make these things work at the ground level and deal with refugees who are coming here seeking asylum because they're fleeing violence and instability at home. And so far, this administration has shown itself utterly incapable of connecting policy with actual details and facts.
Along with senators, officials from local government, religious, and social organizations supported reuniting immigrant families. New Mexico 2nd Congressional District candidate Xochitl Torres Small, who also visited Tornillo, says the event's large turnout shows a community-wide demand for a resolution.
Reflected a need from the entire community, a concern and frustration from the entire community, because we all know that children need their parents and that it's wrong and immoral to take them away. And so it was inspiring to see so many people together today, ready to make sure and stand up for a solution that reflects our New Mexican values.
The nonprofit organization Catholic Charities of Southern New Mexico works with detained immigrants at detention centers in New Mexico and West Texas. Staff attorney Imelda Maynard says many parents don't know their children's locations, and separate legal cases complicate deporting them together. She also says the treatment parents receive at some processing centers, like in Otero County, is concerning.
A lot of these parents are looking at their own treatment and thinking, if I'm being treated this way, how is my child being treated? So that's a huge concern. It's good to hear from the senators that apparently in Tornillo, they're getting good, humane treatment, but that's not what the fathers are experiencing at Otero. And so that's a huge concern for them. And that's also working to get them to give up whatever claim they have just to get out of there, just because the conditions are so bad.
There are other hidden consequences experts say immigrant children are facing that aren't being properly addressed. Micah Pearson is Doñana County president of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Pearson says the trauma that comes with separating children from their parents creates a host of mental health issues that can impact their entire lives.
It really won't be some of these kids. It will be all of them. And it will be post-traumatic stress disorder, separation anxiety, anxiety disorders, increased chances for developing substance abuse issues as they get older, which will, of course, lead to criminalization and a burden on the criminal justice system. It's going to spiral in every possible way.
President Trump has told Congress it should wait until after the midterm elections to pass immigration legislation. Heinrich says that's not an option.
These families can't wait, but the president can make a difference. I mean, this was his policy that created this family separation emergency. And as he showed with that executive order, he does have the power to end it. But he needs to take that a step forward and figure out how we're going to now reunite these kids with their families, these thousands of kids who have already been separated.
Heinrich says he hopes to pass legislation prohibiting the future separation of immigrant families. 17 states, including New Mexico, have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the policy. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.